The United Nations peacekeeping force in South Lebanon has backed Israel's version of events following the most serious border clash in 4 years on Tuesday. UNIFIL says Israeli forces were on their own territory when Lebanese troops opened fire. Lebanon said the Israelis had crossed into Lebanese territory while trying to prune a cypress tree for better visibility, and that the army acted in self-defense against Israeli aggression. Lebanese Information Minister Tariq Mitri stands by that account. He told a news conference in Beirut that Lebanon and the UN disagree on the demarcation of the border.
There is always a distinction that needs to be made between the so-called technical fence and the international borders between Israel and Lebanon. And the area where the tree that was to be cut yesterday is Lebanese territory.
In Tuesday's incident, an Israeli battalion commander was killed by Lebanese sniper fire and another officer seriously wounded. Israel responded with tank fire and a helicopter strike, killing two Lebanese soldiers and a journalist. It was the deadliest eruption of violence on the border since the Lebanon War in 2006. Israeli Minister of Intelligence Dan Meridor said the UNIFIL report proves that the Lebanese army launched an unprovoked attack on Israel. He told Israel Radio that Lebanon must make sure that such incidents will not be repeated. Backed by the UN account, Israeli troops returned to the border area on Wednesday and continued pruning trees and bushes, which could provide cover for terrorists. Defense Minister Ehud Barak told Israel Radio that the army will continue to operate in Israeli territory. He warned that if Lebanese forces open fire again, Israel would have to respond. Lebanese troops watched the Israeli border operation from a distance, but this time they did not intervene. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.